Labeled as a team that would struggle to score points this season, the New York Jets exploded for 48 points in a Week 1 thrashing of the Buffalo Bills. The Jets cashed in with 24 points off of their four defensive takeaways, and they had two return touchdowns in the 24-point shellacking. Jeremy Curley became the first Jet to record a receiving touchdown and return a punt for a touchdown in the same game in team history. Rookie receiver Stephen Hill set franchise rookie records for a debut with his 89 yards receiving and his pair of touchdowns. All five starting members of the Jets secondary contributed to the team's takeaways, as Darrell Revis and Kyle Wilson each had interceptions. Then Antonio Cromartie got into the act early in the third quarter, easily picking off a poorly thrown Ryan Fitzpatrick pass and returning at 40 yards for a score. Tony Sparano's offense looked unstoppable for most of the game. Everyone questioned whether the offensive line could hold up against the Bills' good front four, and they did more than just hold their own. Rex Ryan could see it in Sanchez that he was feeling it in pregame warmups, and the Jets quarterback responded with a masterful effort. After starting the game with an ill-advised interception, Sanchez responded with near flawless play while completing 70% of his passes for 266 yards and three touchdowns. His 184 yards passing in the first half marked a career high for the fourth-year passer. Sanchez looked at ease on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Everything moved slowly, and he picked the Bills apart like he was back at USC playing some inferior small school opponent. The Jets weren't perfect, as their tackling has to improve. C.J. Spiller broke free on a few long gainers and finished with 169 yards on the ground. And the Jets let a 41-7 advantage turn into a 41-28 game at one point in the fourth quarter. But the Jets scored one final time, and they sent a message to the rest of the NFL that they have plenty of ammo to do damage in 2012.